Support for Artscape comes from Seattle Divorce Services, a law firm with a mission to improve the way divorce law is practiced in the community. The attorneys at Seattle Divorce Services help clients in conflict meet their immediate needs and achieve future security. Information at SeattleDivorceServices.com.
Artist Judy McLaren typically paints commissioned portraits and landscapes out of her home studio just outside Victoria. But when she was asked by the Empress Hotel to bring her easel and oil paints here, she was thrilled.
As soon as I walked in to the Empress, I thought, I've got to document it. I love this place. I love the light. I love the richness of all the architecture and the decorations, the decor.
The Empress opened in 1908, and it's undeniably eye candy, with its rich tapestries, marble staircases, and crystal chandeliers. But as McLaren started taking photos of what she was seeing, she realized it was the world behind the scenes that she really wanted to paint. So she's painted a porter in his dark suit with his head bowed over a computer, and a group of chefs in their chef whites huddled in the kitchen.
These are not professions that are high and mighty, but they're very valuable, and these people are wonderful, and they need appreciation.
McLaren's art studio is in a hallway above the hotel's main entrance.
This little drop cloth down here kind of defines where I am.
She wears running shoes and blue latex gloves, and her dog Bubbles, a black golden doodle, is usually at her side.
I'm so glad to see you again. Where were you?
The artist at work draws the attention of hotel visitors who happen to be walking by.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very nice, yeah. It's beautiful, too, yes. Gorgeous colors, isn't it? Yeah.
I actually really enjoy my role here. I mean, I enjoy talking to people, hearing their experiences, where they're from, and, you know, I give odd little lessons, really, and little tricks about drawing. Did you know that eyes are halfway down your head?
Jorge Aranda was in town from León, Mexico.
I especially like this one. Some chefs working, and there are four of them. I like the features of the faces of the man. I like the glasses on this one on the right. It's all like every day.
But it's the hotel staff who are McLaren's biggest fans.
You walk by every day seeing if you're in one of the paintings.
Nathan Pierce is the director of food and beverage.
It's quite the honor to be in one of the paintings while Judy's here. Definitely, definitely.
McLaren has been working out of the Empress since August. She's the hotel's third artist in residence, which makes Bubbles, or Bubs, the official dog. Martin LeClaire, the hotel's general manager, launched the program.
It's a tradition that has its roots, really, in Europe.
The hotel hosts artists for months at a time, and it even gives them their own temporary gallery space.
You know, a hotel is a fascinating place, you know, and I think that there's a genuine curiosity about understanding what takes place behind the scene.
On her lunch break, McLaren gives me a quick tour around this grand 400-room hotel that's hosted royalty and Hollywood celebrities. We walk past the Empress lobby. It's all wingback chairs and delicate china, where people are enjoying their afternoon high tea.
Fabulous.
In the Bengal room, it's leather couches and a tiger skin hanging from the wall. It's the kind of room that makes this place a destination for out-of-towners. But locals love this hotel, too.
If you're going down at the waterfront, you walk through the Empress just to have a look.
McLaren has full access to go wherever she wants, which means she sometimes sees stuff the staff isn't always happy about. She shows me what she means when we step into her gallery space.
I've done an unmade bed there, at which I have to say a lot of the staff are horrified about. An unmade bed in the Empress with staff when you need them. I've been telling little children, you know, when your mom wants you to make the bed, just bring her in and say, look, it's a work of art.
One of the people who wanders into the gallery is pastry chef David Schomborn. He's admiring a portrait of his co-worker, a young woman standing in front of a metal shelf stacked with baking equipment.
The way the measuring cups are sitting there and the bowls are sitting there, and it just, it looks beautiful. It just looks so nice. Where I see it every day, but I don't see it. But when you see it in a painting, all of a sudden it's like, wow, it's real.
McLaren tells me every painting is her way of elevating the everyday into something more. And with that, she heads back to her easel, puts on her gloves and gets back to work. Florangela Davila, KPLU News, Victoria.